for skinny jeans. "You're not just smart," Jensen was telling me. "You're fun. You're social. You're a pretty girl." "Woman," I corrected in a mumble. He leaned closer, keeping our conversation hidden from passing partygoers. Heaven forbid one of New York's high society should hear him giving me a lecture on how to be more socially slutty. "So, I don't understand why we've been visiting you here for 3 days, and the only people we've hung out with are my friends." I smiled at my oldest brother, and let my gratitude for his overprotective hypervigilance wash over me before the slower, heated flush of irritation rose along my skin. It was like touching a hot iron, the sharp reflex followed by the prolonged, throbbing burn. "I'm almost done with school, Jens. There's plenty of time for life after this." "This is life," he said, eyes wide and urgent. "Right now. When I was your age, I was barely hanging on to my GPA, just hoping I would wake up on Monday and not be hungover." Dad stood silently beside him, ignoring that last remark but nodding at the general gist that I was a loser with no friends. I gave him a look that was meant to communicate, "I get this coming from the workaholic